to go ahead and open this public hearing for the CDBG public hearing. Today is Tuesday the 13th. We're right on time at 3:31. Getting going with this public hearing. This is a fairly prescribed approach. We want to make sure we follow the letter of the law, so to speak, here. So apologize that I'm going to read a little bit here. I am just going to note I'm wearing a mask today because I was sick. I don't want to get anybody else sick. I'm pretty much symptom-free. I think I got it from some people that I know nearby here. Anyway, so I'm not going to kiss any babies or shake any hands today. That's why I'm wearing a mask on video, just taking care of my friends here. All right, so we're opening up the public hearing, and we're stating the purpose of this public hearing is to provide citizens with pertinent information about the Community Development Block Grant Program, that's CDBG, and to allow for discussion of possible applications for the 2026 funding cycle. Grant money must be spent on projects benefiting primarily low and moderate income persons. The Southeast Regional Development Agency, CERDA, if you guys are familiar with the acronym, in which we as the Town of Bluff are a member, is expecting to receive approximately $778,284 with $504,284 available for applicants. So that's the pool of money that we can apply for in this new program year. All eligible activities that can be accomplished under the program are identified in the CDBG application policies, which I believe we have sitting right here along with. If anybody ever needs to see any of those, they're available for anybody to review at any time. Several of the activities listed are examples like construction of public works and facilities, water and sewer lines, fire stations, acquisition of real property, provision of public services such as food banks or homeless shelters. A few more examples are neighborhood facilities, parks and recreation facilities, street improvements, child care centers, fire stations and equipment, public service transportation services, screening for lead-based paint and lead hazards. There's a long list here. I'm seeing a couple of pages of things that could potentially be eligible that we could apply for. We indicated that in the past, the Town of Bluff has received one CDBG grant in 2022 in the amount of $128,383, which was returned. I want to learn a little bit more about that. I can't remember the whole backstory on that.
Got you covered.
Non-CDBG grants, we've received 10, five of which applied to the Cooperative Cultural Center, and five for Bluff Town upgrades, including the cemetery, community center retrofits, playground, etc. The town has handed out its capital improvement plan, which we have, which is part of our regional consolidated plan. This list shows which project the town has identified as being needed in the community. It was asked that anyone with questions, comments, or suggestions during the hearing please identify themselves by name before they speak. The clerk will include your names in the minutes, and we would like to specifically respond to your questions and suggestions during the hearing. So, with that, I'll open it up for the public to make any comments. Don't have a lot of people here today, but we do have a couple of people online. So if there's anybody online that would like to make a comment about what CDBG funding we ought to apply for, or welcome you to put your name in the chat, raise your hand, and we'll take that feedback. Malia, does that feel like we've covered our bases so far?
Yes, but I think we need to do a roll call.
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good call.
We'll do a roll call when we vote, right?
Just as like opening the meeting, just yeah. Like all of who's present.
Okay. Yep. All right. So we've got Britt here. We've got Jen here. We've got Josh here. We've got Spencer here. We have Gary here.
Thank you.
It's on the record now. We're all here.
Thank you. Okay. For those online, you can either just go ahead and unmute yourselves or raise your hand. We've got a couple of you out there if you'd like to make a comment.
Yes, I would.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you
go ahead, Michael.
State your name for the record?
Yeah, Michael Hannigan. A project that I've been seeking funding for is the old highway improvement project, which is the, I'm the city roads manager, and these are the roads that start at Navajo Twin Drive, 7th Street East, Black Locust, down to 4th Street East, and it was originally the old highway. We have a budget estimate from Jones and DeMille Engineering about, it's approximately $1.1 million. The road surface would accommodate vehicles, of course, but also be wide enough for pedestrian and bicycle transportation. So that's a project that I'm hoping to find funding for somehow, somewhere. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you.
Thanks for the suggestion, Michael. All right, we'll give it one more second in case one other person that's online. We only have four online today. Okay. With that, I think we've heard and everybody who wanted to talk. So I believe the next step would be to close the public hearing. All right, anybody on the council have a reason not to close the public hearing? All right, we're going to consider the public hearing closed.
It is 3:37 p.m.